You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Is 9:07 again, a beautiful start weather-wise. When we are complaining about the snow and the cold weather and everything else, remember what it was like on September 25th, because it's going to be a beautiful day. It's a beautiful start. Sunny skies, temperature stands at 55 degrees. It is Wednesday, the 25th of September of 2024. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us by going to facebook.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO page, click on that, be able to see a video stream, be able to add your thoughts and your opinions and everything else and questions. In fact, thanks to Kurt Keene for putting on a message on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. love sports talk over politics. Thanks. Well, we try to mix it up here. I do. We have the sports talk. We have the political talk. We have, I think, everything in between. We have the entertainment talk. We have a lot that we do talk about. But I always appreciate Kurt tuning in and letting his voice be heard. And we'd love for your voice to be heard. And again, if you have thoughts on the big news story out of Wausau yesterday concerning the mayor, Doug Dinney, on Sunday going to City Hall and hauling away a Dropbox, he has concerns about it. Others have concerns about him maybe overstepping his bounds here. If you have thoughts on that story, what do you think? What should happen to the mayor? What do you think that the city, whether it's the clerk or the council, should be doing? Do you think he's out of line? Do you agree with him? I mean, if there's somebody out there that thinks he's doing the right thing, would love to hear from you. 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can text us at that number as well. 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. You can also use your Civic Media app. Go to the 98.9 WXCO page to be able to send a text or call as well. You can also listen in on your app or at bowfallsradio.com. Coming up in just a few minutes, we will be joined by the executive director of the Grand Theater here in downtown Wausau and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. He'll be coming up here in just a few moments, talk about all the activities going on at the Grand. And also, we will be, again, having our daily history lesson coming up at the end of the program as well. We'll have Ian Welsh with the number for the day quiz and have that be part of the program as well. So again, Ian is 2 for 2 so far this week, and he's already got a passing week, but now we're going for some records. His best week so far is 4 out of 5. He's never had a perfect 5 out of 5 week, so we're going to try to continue that later on in the morning, wrapping things up with our daily history lesson. So again, glad you could be with us here on the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. And Ian, do you have something to say?
Well, yes, actually, that was a caller who, he couldn't be on the air right now because he's actually working, but he wanted me to pass on a question to you about the mayor and the mailbox, and that his question was, Do you think it's possible that he overstepped his bounds? I mean, was he technically breaking the law?
Well, that's something that is actually being looked at right now. And again, I'm trying not to go.
Thank you for your question.
Yeah, absolutely. Do appreciate that. And there are folks already who say yes, that absolutely the mayor has gone beyond his lane and also could have broken the law. In fact, in some of the reporting that I've seen, that if anybody else had gone on Sunday to take away that drop box, the police would have been called. They would have been called in to say, hey, you're not allowed to do that, because technically, as far as I can tell, and again, I think we're going to see some investigation into this, that the city clerk is the one that decided. And according to the mayor and his statements, that he has had conversations with the clerk. He thought he had some sort of an agreement with the clerk. But in the end, the clerk is still deciding that, you know, the city of Wausau should have this drop box at City Hall. And there are some quotes from the ACLU and others that are involved in the legal aspect of this. Of course, the city attorney, Ann Jacobson, is going to have her word in on it as well. So, again, I know that there are people out there that think this is not only wrong in terms of the mayor doing this, but it could also be illegal. And I think that's one of the questions that's going to be asked coming up in the next days. Again, we're in the midst of this right now. We're in the midst of the campaign rundown here. We're under 6 weeks to go. So,
oh yes.
Again, I just think that, yeah, you can believe that we have enough ways to vote. You can believe that there are issues with the drop box, but you have to be more specific than that. And and the idea, he thought, well, it's going to end up in the river. Well, frankly, if you don't like the drop boxes, I think you'd be happy to have it in the river, but that's a whole different way of looking at it. But
I don't know if he broke the law or not. It's not my place to say because I wasn't there, but I think it's a, you know, it's a lack of a communication between him and the clerk, because he should have talked with him first and got verification about
the... According to reporting, he did talk. He has had conversations. He was told, you can't do this. So, no, that's not the issue here. This is just an issue of him deciding that, no, he didn't get the answers he wanted. So he decided to move it. And again, I think, again, we're going to get more on this. We're going to start to hear some legal opinions and a whole bunch more on that as well as we continue. But again, it just, to do this on a Sunday, to show up and just move it, you know, on a non-working day, it just seems not right. Again, not right is maybe the calmest way to put it. So again, it's going to be.
Technically, I did see a picture on Facebook this morning when I woke up. I'm like, okay, I don't know if this is real or not, and I could hear.
No, it's real. It's absolutely real.
Okay, this just happened a couple days ago. Oh boy.
Yeah. No. Yep. Absolutely. So, we're going to talk more about this as we continue. Before we move on, I was talking about the fact that we're going to wrap up our program again with our daily history lesson, including a look at some famous events that occurred on this date in history, some celebrity birthdays, and reasons to acknowledge today. Plus, we would finish things off, as we do every day, with our number for the day quiz. We give you, Ian Welch, three choices. Based on the math, you should get one out of every three right, but so far this week, you're going way, way beyond that. We've had 2 days so far, and you've had two correct answers.
Yes.
And we had a similar topic the first 2 days, correct?
Yep. The Mondays was the a percentage of people who take their cats with them on vacation, and then yesterday's was...
obese cats.
Yes. The percentage of cats that are...
overweight.
Yeah.
Overweight cats.
Bigger. And my brother used to have one of those cats before I had Fanta. My brother Travis actually had his own cat. His name was Cassidy, and he was pretty big.
You feed him well, huh? You feed him well.
Yeah. I thought he looked like a real life Garfield, honestly.
Oh, geez.
I never told him that to his face.
Not feeding lasagna to the cat, were you?
No, I don't think you'd be able to do that anyway, because I think that's very unhealthy for
cats.
Well,
would you like the topic for this today's number for the day quiz?
You know what? I would. Is it about cats again?
Nope, it's not. It's about time. Time.
Oh, that could be a
it's wide. So that's all I can do. I can't go any more specific than that. So
yeah, I'll start thinking about that.
Time is our category. So we'll talk about that coming up at the end of the program.
Very nice.
But I see you walking in, enjoying the beautiful morning, looking comfortable, just like I am as well. Sean Wright, the executive director of the Wausau Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you almost done with your nightmare of a season here for the Cards?
Yes, because, you know, they're going to do exactly what I feared they were going to do. They're going to win just enough games
to have a winning record.
To have a winning record and, you know, draft 14th or 15th instead of...
They were 77-77 like 3 days ago. Now they won three in a row. So they're 80-77.
Yeah.
Are you rooting for the Brewers in the playoffs? Now the Cardinals will be
absolutely
out? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure on that.
No. With the Cardinals out, I want all those teams who haven't.
And by the way,
been there. I want to see the Royals or the Tigers.
The Tigers are coming out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
They were like a 0.02% chance of making the playoffs in August, and now they're like they're the hot team.
And I think the Vikings have won as many games as the Twins have in the last 3 weeks.
You have to be, I think, Missouri's still undefeated, right?
Missouri is still undefeated.
They got fortunate against Vandy.
Barely undefeated, yes.
Very fortunate against BC.
Yes.
Are they going to build on that, or is it just a matter of time before it catches up to them?
You know, I think, honestly, they have looked really tight these first 4 weeks. They look like a team that has the expectations upon them, and my hope now, they have a bye week this week before they go to Texas A&M, is that, you know, maybe they'll exhale and just say, like, hey, let's go back to play football.
I hope they beat Texas A&M by a lot. I don't like Texas A&M.
Well, I do, too.
But, I mean, I just generally don't like
Texas. Yes,
that way they throw their money around. Yeah. And, you know, it's like, give me a break. But, all right, we had a comment in the last hour saying, you know, like the sports talk more than the politics. So he gave a little.
There we go. We can do that.
We're going to come back, talk about what's happening at the Grand Theater here in downtown Wausau with Sean Wright coming up next. The time is 9:18. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. With Sean Wright from the Grand Theater, and real fast, Sean, the guy across the way is going to be on your stage coming up this week. In fact, I got a little card here, center stage at the Grand, stage screen and in between. And again, it's just wonderful to have the opportunity for our local talent. And in addition to the incredible talent that you have coming into town all the time, it really is. I know that with the Grand Theater, I mean, you have options. And yet you are still very generous with the opportunities for our area groups.
Absolutely. It's one of the things we love most is, you know, when our incredibly talented community members get the chance to be on our stage, you know, whether it's, you know, a young dancer from the School of Ballet or whether it's the folks at center stage, you know, community events are really important to our mission and you know, to what we do. So Yeah, it's a great week. It's fun to see so many familiar faces and some new faces in the backstage areas and on our stage. And it's really just a perfect way for people to experience the Grand if they haven't been, or if they have been, a perfect way to come out and see your friends and neighbors put on an outstanding show.
Another aspect of, you know, some familiar faces and some new faces is with your schedule, because you do bring back some of the favorites, mix them in along with a lot of new faces as well as you get into the new season. I know that during the entire portion of the season, you have some familiar faces that are coming back and rather early, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's one of the things we love. In fact, last weekend was kind of a perfect example of that new and old. You know, Friday night, we were finally able to get Daniel O'Donnell, somebody who our patrons have asked for years. Finally, we're able to make it work to get him to the Grand, and people absolutely loved that show. Saturday night, we turn around, the guys from Who's Live Anyway, who it's about an every other year stop at the right. Grand, and just a fantastic night. And yeah, and you're right, as we go forward into the season, Leonid and Friends, just a fantastic show last year. People absolutely loved it. Couldn't wait for us to bring him back, so we're bringing him back. And then, you know, that is on October 1st, and then coming up on Friday, the following Friday on the 4th, the Little River Band will be here for the first time in many, many years. And, you know, and then we just keep it rolling. It's sort of next week the same way. Ben Folds' first appearance at the Grand, ABBA-mania with their yearly stop. So, yeah, it is definitely old and new, old and new. We do a little bit of all of those things.
You kind of touched on tickets, and I think I saw a message on one of the social medias that there are still some Ben Folds tickets available.
Still some Ben Folds tickets available. Yeah, it's going to be a really fun show. It's his paper airplane request tour. So what he actually does is he, you know, the first set before intermission is his. You know, he curates the set list and plays it. And during intermission, they ask folks to fly paper airplanes onto the stage. Literally, I was laughing at the advance yesterday. It was the only advance I'd ever gotten that says, "We need a table specifically for paper airplane making. We provide the paper and the pens and instructions on how to best build the paper airplane." And so people fly their paper airplanes to stage with their song requests. And he picks, you know, I'm not sure what his process is, but he grabs the paper airplanes. Right. And so people get to create the second half of the set. He does remind people, he said he's amazed how many times people work very hard to create this dynamic paper airplane that will sail all the way, you know, so it'll land on the piano or land right by his bench, and he'll be really impressed, and they'll pick it up and they won't have written a song in it.
You told me that, and it's like, you know, it's like I shake my head. I don't get it. That's a lot of fun, and again, that's another superstar talent coming here to Central Wisconsin. Just, you know, you shake your head in terms of the amount of talent that does come through these shows that you bring in, and so much of it is because we have a wonderful venue. But as you've talked about in the past, they really enjoy coming here to Central Wisconsin. Don't they?
No, they absolutely love coming here. You know, those Hark Mountain Daredevils a couple weeks back. You know, of course, those guys have been on the road, some of them for 5 decades, and they were just saying how much they just enjoyed being in the downtown. And, you know, wow, we had great coffee at this place. And, you know, we walked into the bookstore down the street. That's fantastic, because it's life on the road isn't easy. So I think they definitely love coming somewhere where they can, you know, enjoy the charms of a downtown, enjoy a beautiful theater, a patron base that is really excited to see them. And it does help. I mean, it definitely helps when we're trying to bring artists to town. It's a competition. I mean, it is.
Yes,
and
it is.
And there are dollars and artist fees that are important, but also there's experience that's important.
Any other shows that we should be talking about that are coming up soon that people should be thinking about, if they have not already got their tickets, should be thinking about getting those tickets?
Yeah, just looking forward to the holiday season, Cirque Dream Holidays. Of course, the big Cirque show we have, this will be its second visit to the Grand. Both nights are almost sold out now, so we want people to go ahead and jump on those tickets. And then show we just announced last week, Gaelic Storm, will be at the Grand for the first time in many years for the St. Patrick's Day season, of course. So early March, so you want to get those tickets as well. And so we definitely, it's a mix of new shows going on sale and some shows that we have on sale getting close to sell out. Cirque Dreams Holidays, as I said, Rodney Carrington coming up on October 5th, that show is just about sold out. So that's and Little River Band is actually close to a sellout as well.
And when's your first Broadway touring show?
Our first Broadway show will be Dear Evan Hansen, coming in December. That tour actually just opened in Houston last weekend. Got to see some of the video and some of the photos from it. It is just first rate, just exceptional. And the actor who plays the lead role, critics just absolutely raved about him, said he was as good as the original tour at National Touring Company. So we're really excited for that. And then that starts the Broadway season, because then we're Dear Evan Hansen in December, Hadestown in January, Pretty Woman in February, Ain't Too Proud in April. So
fantastic.
Yes, it's that was and the crazy thing is, we're already knee deep into 25-26. That was last week in Indianapolis. So yes, it never ends on the.
So who's coming next year?
If I actually knew at this point, I could tell you that. This is the time of year on the Broadway side where there are about 30 tours that say we're going out, and not all of them are going to make it,
and some of them
are going to.
You have to have the touch, the feel. You pick the right ones to want, right?
It's something. You wind up with them.
It's sort of like picking the horses. You want to pick the winner.
That you do. Believe me.
And again, to check out the website, grandtheater.org.
And E-R. Not E-R. R-E-R, of course.
And stop by
downtown Wausau. Indeed.
Sean, thanks again for your time.
My pleasure.
We're going to come back after an information update. Got news, weather, and sports straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Wisconsin Valley Conference in high school football has the Wausau West Warriors travel to Stevens Point to meet the Panthers. Hear all the exciting action live on 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Sports on 98.9 WXCO is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurants, Sun Printing, the Wausau West Athletic Department, North Star Restoration, K5 Construction, and Coast to Coast Marketing. It's Wausau West at Stevens Point in high school football. Friday, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 on 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. It is 9:36. Sun continues to shine here on this Wednesday morning. Temperature has been warming up nicely. Quickly take a check at the temperature here in north central Wisconsin. The temperature is up to 58 degrees. We were down at 49 when we started the show off about an hour and a half ago, so up to 58 degrees under sunny skies. Just heard a promo that Friday, one of our three games, in fact, three games on Friday. It is a triple header. Starts off in the afternoon, late afternoon, 3:35 for the pregame, 4 o'clock for the opening kickoff, Newman Catholic at Menominee Indian. Again, 3:35, special start time, late Friday afternoon game over at Menominee Indian High School, Newman Catholic against Menominee Indian. Also, the Wausau West Warriors at Stevens Point on Friday night, 6:35 for the pregame. 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff. Again, live here on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And Marathon will be at Wyoega Fremont on Friday night. That game can be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of bowfallsradio.com and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 o'clock. That game will also air on a tape delay basis following our Wausau West coverage Friday night here on 98.9 WXCO. So again, three, not one, not two, but three high school football broadcasts here on 98.9 WXCO on Friday, because we are the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports, and we are, what are we?
Very proud.
We are very, very, very proud to be that only Wausau radio station that still does cover high school sports. In fact, tonight we have the big high school sports show coming up. Big high school sports show here on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Jason Foster and myself will review last week's high school football action, preview this week's high school football action, plus be joined by a coach guest and a student athlete guest. At 6:25, it will be our coach guest, as we'll be talking to Newman Catholic High School head football coach Paul Micklick. Cardinals 3-1 on the season, heading into that game against Menominee Indian on Friday. And then at 7:06, it will be our student athlete guest, as we'll be talking to EJ Wykes of the Merrill Blue Jays. He is helping that Merrill squad, who did not win a regular season game a year ago. They are 3-2 now on the season after a 31-0 win at Antigo last Friday night. So again, Paul Micklick at 6:25 and EJ Wykes from Merrill at 7:06 tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. The big high school sports show live here on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Going back to the big story of the day. Again, it was really interesting yesterday as news started to trickle out. Again, it started with a report from the Wausonian, and then started hearing from other folks around central Wisconsin about that there was video, that there were pictures, and that the mayor of Wausau had moved a drop box, and he's not allowed to do that. Again, Mayor Doug Denny of Wausau, video surveillance footage showed him carting the city's outdoor ballot box, drop box, inside on Sunday while wearing a Department of Public Works jacket and a hard hat. Denny told the Wausau Pilot and Review yesterday that he moved the drop box to his office on Sunday and took a few photos to memorialize the action. Initially, he said the box was relocated to a safe indoor location until certain issues that the clerk is aware of are addressed. Did not say what those issues were. Lisa Rasmussen, the city council president, was not pleased with all this. She is asking for an apology from the mayor. She also said that Denny could face significant consequences for his actions, and she is not aware of the, quote, issues that would explain the removal. She told the pilot, Rasmussen, "I have huge concerns about this behavior, as there is no place for elected officials to manage, alter, or tamper with drop boxes, whether they agree with their use or not." She said that she had voiced her concerns to the mayor about his conduct and requested that he return the box and issue a public apology to the clerk and the community, and that his actions violate the public trust and likely also the law. We don't know exactly the specifics on whether or not it is illegal or not. Nonprofit firm Law Forward had a staff attorney named Scott Thompson speak to the pilot yesterday, said he would need more facts before commenting on whether Denny's actions did violate the law. But the whole point of this is that there has been a lot of controversy when it comes to drop boxes. The drop boxes first became more prevalent back during the 2020 election because of COVID. And COVID obviously led to a lot of changes during that campaign cycle.
It certainly did.
But then the conservative majority on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court in 2022 said no, that drop boxes should not be used, that they are not legal. And then the progressive Supreme Court reestablished that, yes, drop boxes could be done. And so, again, it's been sort of back and forth in terms of the drop boxes here for voters. But right now, the clerks are the ones that make these decisions. A majority of justices earlier this year overturned the drop box prohibition. And they then had the Wisconsin Elections Commission issue updated guidance for municipal clerks to follow. It was the clerks that make these decisions, not the mayor of Wausau. Denny yesterday said that, according to the pilot again, the pilot says the mayor was unrepentant, defended his actions by saying that the residents he spoke to, quote, don't want drop boxes, end quote. And I find that concerning because, yes, there are some citizens that don't want drop boxes, but there certainly are citizens that do want drop boxes. So, again, to say, well, the people I talk to don't want them, it'd be like me saying, yeah, everybody I've talked to does want drop boxes. I know better than that. I know that there are some
both sides of the issue.
Exactly. This is not an issue where there is a great majority, I would say, that agrees with the mayor, or maybe not even says or disagrees with the mayor on this. And he also said people have so many options to vote. It is not up to the mayor to decide how many options are enough options to vote.
I agree.
And again, it's one of those situations where he talked, according again to published reports, that he had talked to the clerk, that he has made his viewpoint known within City Hall. But again, this is not a kingship. This is not where if you're elected the mayor, you're able to do anything you want. And especially not on a Sunday where you just show up and haul it away.
This is not a monarchy. This is a democracy.
Exactly. So, again, it's a case where we're going to find out more. I think we're going to find out exactly where this line is. How much can the mayor do in this situation? How much can he not do? Is it truly just the clerks? But at the same time, I can see why those also in government, whether on the council or whether in the clerk's office, would be upset with this, where the mayor basically took, for lack of a better term, the law into his own hands and decided, hey, I don't think there should be a drop box, so I'm going to remove it. That is not the way that our system works here. This is not one-man rule.
It's a bad thing that, you know, some people don't like the absentee ballot boxes. If they don't like it, that's okay. That's their voice. It does not mean that just because you talk to these people, you can say to yourself, well, I think it'd be better for these people if we get rid of these ballot boxes and then not consider the other side. Because if you just, it's not a one-sided issue. It's not a black or white issue. It's a gray area.
Well, right now, I'm going to kind of, again, of a disagreement because the courts have said that drop boxes are legal and that the clerks are the ones that are to implement the drop boxes. And so, again, this is a case where the mayor, I think, has to work within the lines.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, the mayor has a voice in this discussion. Obviously, he has a voice in this discussion. The people of our community have a voice in this discussion. But at the same time, you just can't say this is the way I think. The people I talk to feel this way, so I'm going to do it. No, that is not the way it works. And I think there's going to be an investigation here because, again, the idea that the mayor can do this and then have no consequences if it's against the rules or if it's against the law would be wrong in itself as well. So, again, we don't know what the lines are exactly here in terms of the law or whether they're just rules. But at the same time, again, you just cannot decide on your own if you don't have that responsibility within the law. And it appears at this point, unless we find out otherwise, that the mayor did not have the the power to do what he did on Sunday. So again, it's going to be an interesting story to keep an eye on. And there are some very upset people, starting with the president of the city council, Lisa Rasmussen. She again was rather strong in her wording. At this point, it does not look like the mayor is going to heed the advice of the city council president and apologize for this. It appears that at this point he said himself he's looking at some legal options himself. So we got the mayor looking at legal options. I think we have the clerk's office perhaps looking at legal options. We have the city council president probably looking at city for some legal options as well. So it's going to be a story, again, to continue to keep an eye on. And I guess the next question that I have is, mm-hmm. is that Dropbox going to be put back in its spot where it should be?
That's a good question.
I mean, that's the next question I would have. Is that box going to be put out there so when early voting does start, that the Dropboxes are available for folks to drop in their absentee ballots? So it's going to be very interesting to see that very question answered in the near future.
Indeed.
The time is 9:48. Again, beautiful start weather-wise here in central Wisconsin.
Oh, a gorgeous day.
You're to walk downtown to City Hall. It'd be a perfect day to do so. See if that Dropbox is out there. Again, temperature up towards 60 degrees already here on this Wednesday morning. We're going to have our daily history lesson coming up. We're going to let you know about some famous events that occurred on this day in history. We're going to talk about some celebrity birthdays. We'll talk about some days being acknowledged, and we'll have our daily number for the day quiz as well.
Yep.
And that's straight ahead. The time is 9:49. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is 9:52 here on Wednesday, September the 25th of 2024. It is day number 269 in this year. There are 97 days remaining in the year of 2024, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date, in 1789, the first United States Congress adopted 12 amendments to the Constitution and sent them to the states for ratification. 10 of the amendments were ratified by the states, and they became the Bill of Rights. On this date, in 1981, Sandra Day O'Connor was sworn in as the first female justice on the United States Supreme Court. On this date, in 2013, Oracle Team USA defeated Team New Zealand 9-8 to win the America's Cup. On this date in 2015, Caitlyn Jenner officially changed her name from Bruce and her gender to a woman. On this date in 2017, the first ever woman graduated from the U.S. Marine Corps Infantry Officer Course. On this date in 2020, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg becomes the first woman to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. A few famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Michael Douglas, 80 years old today. Model Cheryl Teagues is 77. Actor Anson Williams played Patsy Weber on Happy Days, 75 years old today. Luke Skywalker himself, actor Mark Hamill, is 73 years old today.
Also a great voice actor, too.
Yeah, he was the Joker, correct?
Yep. I believe he was the original voice of the Joker, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, in the animated Batman series.
My gosh, he was so good at that Joker laugh.
Actor Michael Madsen from Reservoir Dogs and Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is 66 years old today. Actor Heather Locklear from Melrose Place, T.J. Hooker, and Dynasty is 63 years old today. Former NBA star Scottie Pippen, NBA Hall of Famer, 59 years old today. Rapper, actor Will Smith, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, 56 years old today. Actor Catherine Zeta-Jones is 55. Actor Bridget Wilson-Sampras is 51. Actor Donald Glover turns 41. Emmy Clark of Monk is 32 years old today. Mm-hmm. And Bella Ramsey of Game of Thrones turning 21 years old today. Nice. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is 3 months until Christmas. 3 months from today will be Christmas Day. So we're three quarters of the way through the gap between last Christmas and this Christmas.
I'm still focusing on how Halloween first.
It's if you see something, say something awareness day. It is binge day. It is math storytelling day.
Interesting.
It is comic book day.
Oh, yes. Awesome.
It is cooking day. It is lobster day. It is one hit wonder day. It is psychotherapy day. Quesadilla day. Tune up day. It is World Dream Day and World School Milk Day. So just a few of the days being acknowledged. So now it is time for our number for the day and our number for the day quiz. And so far this week, Ian is 2 for 2.
Yeah.
That means already you have a passing grade for this week. But
pressure is really on that.
I think the pressure is really on when you're in jeopardy of having a failure. So now it's just about getting more.
Okay.
Getting more and more and more.
And today is about a time.
Time.
Which is a wide category.
All right. We give Ian 3 choices every day. Based on the math, he should get at least 1 out of 3 right, 33%. So anything above 33% for the week is considered passing. Anything below 33% is considered failing. Winning week is when you have more right than wrong. And the best week so far he's had is 4 out of 5. Never had a perfect week, but he is 2/5 of the way there this week. All right, our number for the day. The number of years it would take to tick off 1 billion seconds.
Once a second,
how many years would it take to tick off 1 billion seconds?
Oh, gosh.
Your choices are 11.71 years.
Okay.
21.71 years. 31.71 years.
Oh, my God.
So 11, 21, 31.71 years. So
how many
years to tick off 1 billion seconds?
Oh, my gosh. I hate doing math this early in the morning. I'm just going to take an educated guess here. I'm going to say it would take, I'm going to go with a B. I'm going to go with the middle, and then we're going to do a 27. But something, that's my final answer. What would be?
The number for the day, the years it would take to tick off 1 billion seconds is 31.71.
Oh, the biggest number.
Still 2 of 3.
I still have a chance to get a 4 out of 5.
There you go. Well, have a great rest of your day. Have a great final dress tonight, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Stick around. Matt and Air on Air coming up next on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.